Born in Langres, Jeanne Mance devoted herself wholeheartedly to her brothers and sisters left orphaned after the death of their mother. It must be remembered that France in the 17th century was a country rife with war and plague. It was in this context that Jeanne Mance discovered the mission to which she would devote her life, to care for the sick poor. The accounts of the missions in New France she heard from her cousin, Nicolas Dolbeau, a chaplain in Paris who had made a trip there in April 1640, awoke in her the desire to go to Canada. She therefore traveled to Paris in May 1640 to meet Charles Lallemand, a Jesuit and procurator of the missions in Canada. In May of the following year, she joined a group sailing for Montreal. After a long voyage and some months in Quebec City in August 1641, she arrived in Ville-Marie, the original name of Montreal, on May 17, 1642. She was accompanied by the city governor, Paul de Chamédy, Sieur de Maisonneuve, and about 40 settlers. Jeanne nursed the sick and wounded in the dispensary of the fort of Ville-Marie and later in the Hôtel Dieu built in 1645. When the colony was threatened with extinction for lack of new settlers, Jeanne Mance advised Maisonneuve to use part of the hospital funds to go to France and bring back 100 men, thus saving Montreal in 1653. Meanwhile, the nursing hospitalers of La Flèche, France, were preparing to establish a community in Ville-Marie. In 1659, Jeanne brought back from France three religious hospitalers of St. Joseph who were coming to help her care for the sick. Jeanne Mance administered the hospital until she died in 1673. The Sulpician fathers managed it from 1673 to 1676, and then the hospitalers took over the administration from that period on. We invite you to walk east on Avenue des Pins. Please turn on the sidewalk on the south side, thus facing the convent. If you wish to learn more about the Congregation of the Religious Hospitalers of St. Joseph, please select stop number 4.